Okay, today's daf is Menachas, daf Sadik Gimel. And we are on Sadik Beis, Amar Beis. There was a daf yesterday, those who had Yantif, but it should be up by the Shem, those who want to listen. And now we are on Sadik Beis, Amar Beis. Two dots, there was a Parsha Shir also, so hopefully that is, if it's not up yet, it will be up, but there was a Parsha Shir last night. So feel free to tune in on OU.org. Okay, Tzadik Beis Mabeis, two dots. Kol Karbanos Hayachid. We are talking about the mitzvah of smicha, the mitzvah of leaning on one's animal after before shechita, which is done by a few. The Mishnah said two Karbanos Tzibur, and done by all Karbanos Yachid except for those on the exception list. Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach. And that's what we discuss now, the three exceptions. Says the Gemara, Kol Karbanos Hayachid Tun in Smicha, Chutz, Mi Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach, Tan Rabbanan. And I call it a mitzvah based on that Rashi and Erevin, where Rashi holds what makes a bracha on Smicha. The Gemara is going to quote the three sources excluding, or the one source that excludes all three halachos of the exceptions of the Mishnah. Karbano velo habachor. Karbano is karban and not the bachor. A bachor one does not do smicha on. Sheyachol, because I would have thought there was a havamina that I do smicha on a bachor. Vahalo dinu. Uma shlamim shein klushasan meirechem tunin smicha. A shlamim which does not have kedusha from birth, but rather, it's because I made it into a karban. So if a shlamim, which does not have kedusha for birth, to unin smicha, requires smicha, bechor shektasu meirechem, eino dishet on smicha, a bechor, which has kedusha meirechem, surely should need smicha, meaning the havamina being, smicha is a function of a holier karban. And therefore, if it's a more kadosh karban, then it should need smicha. Tama lomar, karbano velo bechor. No, we exclude, meaning, smicha is not a function of more kedusha. Smicha is a function of a personal connection. Karbano v'lo habachar, and therefore, because you didn't, this is how the Sfasemis explains it, because you didn't, you were makdish this, it was makdish automatically, so that's a reason, just the opposite. Because you don't have that personal connection, it happened automatically, therefore, it does not get smicha. Number one, we'll read that inside in a minute. Let's just finish. Karbano v'lo meiser. Karbano v'lo meiser, and meiser, the tenth animal that walks through the gate, that also does not require smicha. Sheyachol, because again, I could have had a havamina otherwise. Vahalo dinu. Uma shlamim she'ein makachim lefneim alacharehem. Tun in smicha. A shlamim is a kadosh animal. It's not makadish any animal near it. Unless, of course, you try to be maimer. But, other than that, it doesn't automatically make any other animal kadosh. And yet it requires smicha. So meiser shemakadish lefanav alacharav. Meiser, which does sanctify before and after it. In what case? Let's say somebody's counting through the gate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they skip a number. So they count number 9 as 10 by mistake. So that animal has kedushas meiser. Or let's say they messed up and they counted the meiser one as 9 and number 11 as 10. So that also is Lucius Meiser. That's the halacha. If 9, 10, or 11, any of them get labeled as 10, they're all kadosh. So if shlamim, which if you do that, it's not like shach to talk about. It's not makadosh lefaneim alachareim, and yet it requires smicha. So Meiser, which is makadosh, eino dinshato in smicha, surely should require smicha. Tamalomar karbanov alo Meiser. Again, Meiser is excluded because, again, it lacks that personal connection, as we'll see. Karbano v'lo Pesach, third one, Sheyachol, v'halo dinu. Again, by Karban Pesach, ha-medefet ha-havamina. Uma shlamim she'eino ba'amod v'havei. Tun in smicha, shlamim, which is totally voluntary. It's not in the stand-up-and-bring-it category. Tun in smicha requires smicha. Pesach shu ba'amod v'havei eino dishadot smicha. So Pesach should require tamalomar karbano v'lo Pesach. So we have all three of these excluded from karbano. Anthes Fasemis, how are these all excluded from the word karbano? How does that go against the Kavachomer? So says the Sfasemis, Yish Lefarish, Mishum de Bechar Kadosh Meirechem, Lo Mikri Karbano. So that's the more simple one. That it's not karbano, because how can you say this is his? It happens by itself. Yes, we learn, actually, did I bring that again? No. Okay, I'll say it outside. V'chein Meiser, let's finish. Kiva de Kadosh Me'atzmo, Hayotzi Asiri. Also Meiser, do you make it holy? No, it's the one that walks out tenth. Even if you didn't say a word. 9 and 11 is only if you said something. But 10 is automatic. Ach Pesach kasha, ich imit mi karbano, had his Pesach excluded. The Efshar says this fasemes, it's possible. The karbano mashma, masherak hu makriv. Karbano means a personal karban. His karban. Avo Pesach de kulan chayavin bo sulo chashiv karbano. Maybe Pesach, because every Jew has to bring karbano, that's not his karban, it's everybody's karban. You're right, you have your own personal karban in the larger Pesach category, but maybe karbano means a personal karban that only you are bringing. We've discussed in the past, Pesach is on the one hand a karban yachid, but it's also what the Gemara calls babiknufya. So it's brought all together in large gatherings, so it's like a karban sibur. So that also plays a role. It's a karban yachid, which is like a karban sibur, and maybe that's why it's excluded from karbano. That is the important hara of this fasemis, explaining how this limud works. If you remember, we discussed back in the mitzvah shir and back a couple of months ago as well, an important comment of the Taz. Taz points out that we have this mitzvah of a bechor, of kedushas bechor, cow that it's safe for shmos, that if it's a firstborn of a kosher animal, it has kedusha. There are other mitzvahs related to bechor. Number one is pidyon haben. Actually, number one was bechor behema tahora. Number two is pidyon haben. Pidyon haben is the firstborn son of mine. That's a separate mitzvah. And the end of parshas bo. And number three is the firstborn of a donkey. Firstborn of a donkey is the only type of non-kosher animal that has something about its firstborn. It's not kadosh, but it has a status, and I have the choice. I either have to exchange it with a sheep and give the sheep to the kohen, and then I can do whatever I want with the donkey, or I have to break its neck. If I don't do that, I have to break its neck. Okay, the symbolism for that we have discussed. But those are the three mitzvahs. Ask the Taz in Yoredeya, Shin Chaf Aleph, Siv Zayin, why is it that by two out of three you make a bracha? Two out of three, by Petach Hamor, by the sheep, right? It's not such a common bracha. But we mentioned in the parshas here a few months ago, they check out online. They have a few Petach Hamor ceremonies where the Kohen takes the sheep and the Yisrael can then keep the donkey. You make a bracha. I think it's Liftos Petach Hamor. So there's a bracha there. And there's also a bracha, of course, by Pidyon HaBen. But there's no bracha by Bechor Behemah Tahora. So why is there a bracha by two out of three? So the Taz first quotes the Prisha, who asked this question, Shin Chaf Alev Zayin, but Prisha Hiksha Alam Alam Avarchen Gam Kein Anasinas Bachar Behema Tahora Lekohen, Kimo Bepidyon Petach Hamor, Bepidyon Bachar Adam, Vitirates, says the Taz, a little difficult to know exactly what he means, De Ein Mavarech El Kishanishar Biyado, Mimasha Haya Kadosh. You only make a bracha when you have something left in your hand. If you have something left, and you get some hanah from it, then you make a bracha. When you exchange something and something's left in your hand. So by Pidyon HaBen, you have the kid. By Petach Hamor, you have the donkey. Masha'enke, b'desidas b'chor, denoso kulo lakawin, v'lo nishar b'yado klum, mea kedusha. That's the prisha. You gotta have something left in your hand. That's when you make the birchas ha-mitzvah. Says the Taz, v'inza maspikli. I don't know, like that. What, by every mitzvah, you have something left in your hand? What happens when you to become makom? Lama lo yivarech ala mitzvah. The mali b'kash lo nishar biyado. Kiva to become makom mekayim mitzvahs Hashem baruch hu. What's the difference? By many mitzvahs, you have nothing to talk about. You have nothing left in your hand when you, I don't know, when you shake a lulav. I guess you still have the lulav in your hand, but there's no transfer there. Or, you know, by other mitzvahs, there's by davening. There's no bracha by tefillah, but maybe it's because there's in itself is a bracha. Birchas HaMazon. You have no food left. That's a bracha Shevach, so it's different. But he says by every birchas HaMitzvah, you have to have something left in your hand. Sfiras HaOmer. So you do make a bracha there. So you have something left in your hand, there's nothing to talk about. What, only by mitzvahs that have objects involved, you have to have it left in your hand?
You're giving something of yours.
Right, you're giving
something of yours away and being left with nothing.
So you're giving something of yours away, so why is there a requirement to have something left in your hand? It's not Shechianu. By Shechianu, okay, the Baal Amar says in Pesachim, Shechianu, you gotta be besimcha. And if you're not besimcha, that's why there's no bracha of Shechianu on Sfirsa Omer. But why is there a requirement? Like, you have to have something left in your hand. So you gotta think of other examples. But that's the suggestion of the Prisha. You gotta figure out his Sfarah. But venerally, the Taz gives a different answer. The Taz says, De ein shayach bracha ela b'masha oseh ha'adam mishalo. Ah, the Taz says, only if you do something do you make a bracha. Al zeh mevarech shezach alasos mishalo ratzon ha'makom barachu. If you do something, so then that requires a bracha. So, by pidyon ha'ben, I'm doing something. I'm giving money to the Kohen. By petach hamar, I'm giving a sheep to the Kohen. I'm doing something. By b'chor behemah tahora, am I really doing anything? It's kadosh mirachem. It's automatic. Even if I didn't do anything, it would be a karban. Yes, there's an idea that's called Aval Bisha Kadosh Mitzvah LaHakdisho. There's a mitzvah to add my own personal element of Hakdasha. Like Shabbos. Right, like Shabbos, even though it's already Kadosh V'Omi Mitzvah LaHakdisho, to make Kiddush. But still, if you don't do anything really, you don't make a bracha. Masha'in kein bivachar, demei olam lahaya li Yisrael, zchuspo, demei shenolad bu, who, because of the Rachmana, it already belongs to the base of Mikdash, fahavi ki'ilu lo nolad lo, oso habachar, el ki'ilu nolad, be base Kohen, mi paraso, de Rachmana zachalo bakach. The Torah already gives it to him automatically. Kamosha kasav kol peter rechem lihu. Al kein ein shayach levarech, ki hu ein ose klum mi mamono. Masha'en kei bepidyon petach hamar, o pidyon adam shu no sein mamono, baze al karchach umavarech shaper al kol mitzvah, zos nira li. Right, that is the important ha'ara of the Prisha, the question of the Prisha, and the Taz following him. Okay, that gets it to whatever Bachar is mentioned. That's a good ha'ara to mention. Okay, we're up to the second to last line. So we have all these exclusions from Karbano, Duk Smicha on Karbano, so we exclude Bachar, Meiser, and Pesach. Says the Gemara, Yikil HaMifrach, 1 minute, Ma, and you excluded many of them from Shlamim. Right, the potential Kavachomer was from Shlamim, Kamashmal, and you have the Pasuk of Karbano. So now the Gemara is going to say, what was the Havamina to include it based on Shlamim? Shlamim has something that makes it more, quote-unquote, Chomor. Right, Shlamim has Nesachim. The other ones do not have nesachim, and tnufes chazi v'shok, and the waving of the part of the animal that's going to go to the Kohen. So those, not every animal, so it has something unique. So you're going to see a kavachomer from Shlamim. What do you mean? Shlamim has a chumrah. So how can you say that you would have learned it from a kavachomer from Shlamim? So asks the Rashi on this is on the next Amud if you want to look it up. On the fourth Rashi, the next page, Ikal Amifrach Delavi Tzrichi Kroy Dafil Lomiet Rachmanim Mikarbano Lomatzes Yafas Mishlamim. Even without the pasuk, you wouldn't have been able to learn it from Shlamim. Mal Shlamim Bedinu Dunin V'Smicha. Maybe Shlamim requires Smicha. Shakei Tuunin Tenufas Chazi V'Shok Torah Be'elu De'in Tuunin Tenufa Lomali Kroy. So Rashi asks, there wouldn't have been Havamina anyway. So back to the Gemara, Kroy Asvachto Be'alma. Okay. The Pesukim are on Asvachta B'Alma. Really, you wouldn't have had a Havamina. You have this Pasuk anyway as an extra. Ella Kroy Lamali. So really, come on. So really, what does the Pasuk teach me? What does Karbano teach me then? If it's not really coming to teach me Karbano to exclude all of these. So the Gemara answers, Karbano below Karban Chaveiro. Karbano and not your friend's Karban. A friend cannot do Smicha for their friend. Right, this... Well, we'll get to the other limit in a second. Karbano, velo karbano v'kochavim. Karbano, but smicha not done on a karban of a non-Jew. Karbano, l'rabos kol ba'alei karban l'smicha. Karbano to include all ba'alei karban for smicha. Meaning, if there are five owners of a karban, all five of them have to do smicha. L'rabos kol ba'alei karban l'smicha. The Rambam quotes this in Maisa Karbanos Gimel Test. There's just one question that is unclear in the Rambam. The Rambam in Gimel Test quotes this, Chamisha Sheviu Zevach Echad, Kulan Somchen Alav, Zachar Zeh. Lo Sheyismachu Kulan Bebas Achas. They all do Smicha Zachar Zeh, not all at once. Why? The Radvaz, the Mari Kirkus all say because of the issue of Chatzitza. Because if you have five people doing Smicha at once, the halacha is that each hand has to be on the animal. It's pretty hard to have five at once. So therefore, they do it Zachar Zeh. What if you only have two? What if you have two? So if the only issue is chatzitza, so then they can do it together. There is a pasuk quoted by the Radvaz. Maybe the makar is not just bishop chatzitza; it's diyadoksiv velo yadam. if it's a gzeiras hakasav like that, so then even if there are only two, even if you can figure out a way to get out of the chatzitza problem, one would be able to do it all at once. All at once. So that is the last line of kol ba'alei karban lismicha. The other question that is dealt with here is the first line. Karbano v'lo karban chavero. We have a special limud of karbano and not karban chavero. We have on Amud Beis, turning over, Yado v'lo yad shlucha. We have another limud that tells me only his hand could do smicha and not his friend's hand, not his shliach's. Ask the Karen Ora, ask other achronim, if you already have a pasuk that teaches me that you can't do smicha even if you are appointed a shliach, so what's the havamina to say you could do it for your friend's karbon? Right? This is lachora, even if you're not made a shliach. If you made a shliach, that's the makar on Amud Beis, yado v'lo yad shlucho. And now we have another pasuk, karbono v'lo karbon chaver. Of course you can't. You can't even do it if you're appointed to do it. Of course you can't do it if you're not appointed to do it. So what's the thought? So says the Karen Ora, you would have thought, let's say what he says, and we'll talk about the lamdas. You would have thought, says the Karen Ora, with only the pasuk by shliach, then fine, the mitzvah of smicha that you would do does not count for your friend. Because yado v'lo yad shlucho. But maybe it's still called a maisa smicha. And it's still considered as if smicha was done on this animal. It just wouldn't have counted for the bailim. V'tzarech lomar, da hava mina, da mitzvah lismoch ala karbon, v'ikr mitzvah b'bailim, v'yim ein bailim mitzvah ba'achir lismoch. Kamash malon kra, the kamash malon, what does the extra pasuk teach me? If you're not the bailim, what you did was meaningless. De ba'achar lo shaychas smicha klal, umichad karbano, hava mina davka b'Yisrael, dika bailim shesomchen hu, de'ein achir somech, aval nachri, de'hu lo somech, continues with the guy, but that is the Karen Oris Ha'ara, that, what do you need two psukim for? I would have thought, Minchas Chinuch, base, if you have. The black ones, the Vayikra. Okay, maybe if you had it. Okay, so that's the Karen Ora. But many later Achronim point out that this Karen Ora maybe is reflecting the Lamdas discussion in Smicha. There's one Lamdas discussion that all the Achronim discuss, and that is Smicha more a din in the Bailim, or is it more a din in the Karban? Or is it both? That the Bailim have a chiv to do Smicha, or this carbon has to get smicha done on it. Or both. That's what the Karen Ora is driving at. What's the Karen Ora? The Karen Ora says, I would have thought that maybe this smicha doesn't work for the owner, but it's still called a maisa smicha. What do you mean it's still called a maisa smicha? What do you have to do a maisa smicha for then, if it's not connected to the owner? The answer is because there's a din of a carbon also. The Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha, page Kuv Gimel, Rav Parmanshik says, Laniyas Daiti Nira, Delachora Yish Lach Karba Mitzvah Smicha, Im Iker Mitzvasa Hu Rak Al Habailim, Demutal Alav Chiyav Lismoch Al Karbano, if the Iker Mitzvah is on the owner to do Smicha on his Karban, Aval Eina Din Be'etzim HaKarban, O Duhu Chovas Karban, B'maisa HaKrav Shalom, or it's part of the Chovas Karban, Af De Smicha Eina Ma'akeves, even though smicha zama akev, mikomakom udin be'etzem hakarbon shetonu ba'krova shalom mitzvah smicha lechachila. That's the chakira in smicha, right? Whether it's a din of the karbon or it's a din of the bailam. Thank you very much. So that's behind the Karen Ora, and we're going to have three or four points coming up as Rat Hashem in the coming up lines. It, a lot of them could connect to this idea, and in the Rishonim, is it in the a special connection that the owner needs, or is it a din of the carbon? How would you formulate it then? If you need that, every carbon that has a personal connection to the owner, that carbon requires smicha. You can still formulate it with the personal connection as well, but that is the issue in smicha, and that's possibly what's behind the Karen Ora's suggestion. Okay, third line. Hayoresh somech. So the Mishnah said that a yoresh is somech. As we said yesterday, yoresh. That's a big chiddush. We just said that a shliach cannot. And if you're somebody else, you can. So what do you mean yoresh somech? So we mentioned yesterday the chiddush in Eretz HaTzvi about bra kara davua. Sometimes there's more than just getting something as an inheritance, but there's an idea of stepping into the shoes of the morish. Bra kara davua, or what's also called kum tachas aviv, right? He goes into the shoes. He goes in. He does is the stuff doesn't come down, but he goes up. So that might be what's behind this halacha as well. So ayore sorech somech tani Rav Chananya kamei derava yoresh eino somech yoresh eino meimir. A yoresh does not do smicha and cannot do tmura for his father's animal. He cannot against our mishnah. Didn't our mishnah say that a yoresh can do smicha on his father's animal and he can bring the nesachim of his father's carbon and he does tmura? Omar lei. So Rav Chananya said this price in front of Rava. Rava asked on him, you seem to be wrong. So Amar Lai, so Rav Chananya continues, Ifchai, should I switch the, is the Brisa wrong? Should I switch it? Should I assume that it's a mistake? Amar Lai, lo, no, lo tzricha, the Bach adds in, Masnisa man Rabbi Yehuda, no, you can say it's a machlokas tanoim. The Mishnah can be Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, Yoresh Somech, Yoresh Meimir, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Yoresh Eino Somech, Yoresh Eino Meimir. So it could be that the Brisa is the Shita, the Brisa is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which argues on the Mishnah. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda exclude Yoresh? Karbano, velo karban aviv. We say karbano, like we said, and not his father's karban. And we compare v'yalif tchilas hektish misof hektish. And you compare karbano is by smicha. And once you say he's excluded from smicha, you learn tchilas hektish, which is tmura. Tmura is creating new kedusha in a new animal. So that's called tchilas hektish in this Gemara. Mi sof hektish. From sof, what is, what's sof hektish? Smicha is done at the end of the process. What do we mean at the end of the process? So you look at Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom, right here on the right side of the page, but the tenth line down. Mi sof hektish, smicha. De smicha b'sha shchitahi. Sha'a shemivaro min ha'olam. At the moment that you're about to kill this animal, to remove this animal, that's when you're doing smicha. As we're going to see in a minute, smicha is done right before shchita. So you learn tchilas hektish from sof hektish. Ma sof hektish, just like by smicha, yoresh eino somech, yoresh does not do smicha, as we just learned from the pasuk. Af tchilas hektish, yoresh eino meimir. So by tchilas hektish, a yoresh is not meimir. Right, so that is the limit of Rabbi Yehuda, how he knows that tmura and smicha are not done by a father's animal. V'rabbanan, hamer yamir, l'rabos es a yoresh. The Rabbanan say no. The double lashon of tmura, that's to include a yoresh. And then once you have a patzik to include a yoresh by tmura, you say the opposite. V'yolav sof hektish mitchilas hektish. And you learn smicha from tmura. Matchilas hektish yoresh meimir. Af sof hektish yoresh somech. So you learn it from each other. There is also a lumdish question when it comes to tmura. When we say tmura, animal A is a carbon, and you try to make animal B a carbon instead. And what do we say? They're both, you're not allowed to do that, and they're both kadosh. So where did animal B's kedusha come from? Is that really just a hemshich of the original kedusha, but it's not considered a new hakdasha itself? Or is it considered a parallel hakdasha, but it is a new one? It's a new one, but that's parallel. So that's a lundish question in when we get up to Besechas Tumura, but every law, the Gemara classifies it in different ways. In this Gemara, the Gemara calls it Tchilas Hektish. Tchilas Hektish, does that just mean practically new, there's new sanctity to this animal, or does that mean that really it's a new Hakdasha, not exactly flowing from the original Hakdasha Sakarban? Okay. Period. For Rabbanan, so now what does each one do with the other one's psukim? For Rabbanan, hi karbano my afdilei. What did the Rabbanan do with karbano? If they include yoresh, so karbano, they have the other drushes on top. Karbano velo karbano v'nikachave, karbano velo karbon chaveiro, karbano l'rabos kol balimum karbon l'spicha. Right, so that's what the exact... Brises that we did on top. We didn't really need it for Pesach Meiser or Bechar because he said that's an asfachta, right? There's no real Havamina as compared to Shlomim. For Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do? L'rabos kol bali karban l'smicha lesle. First of all, he doesn't hold to the last one. Meaning what? Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have five different orders of karban, you don't need all five. Just have one of them do it for the rest of them. Because that's considered, you can't have somebody who's not the bialim do smicha. But you can have somebody who is a partial bialim do smicha. So therefore, he doesn't require them to do, for all of them to do smicha. V'inami, or the other drushes, islay obiko chavim, v'chaveiro michai kronavka. He excludes goy and chaveiro from the same pasuk. That's one pasuk. So I truly trey kroys, he has two left. Right, because the Tanakhama learned three things. So Rabbi Yehuda learns does not hold of the Bali Kol Bali Karban L'smicha. He learns Goy and Achayir from one pasuk. He has two left. Ashele Tre Kroy Chad Karbanov Lo Karban Aviv V'idach L'Rabos Kol Bali Karban L'smicha. L'Rabos to include Bali Karban L'smicha. I meaning what we just said before, that he does not hold of that. So he said maybe he wouldn't have hold of that without the pasuk. At that stage where we didn't know that he could combine both Chaveiro and Goy from one pasuk. Period. For Rabbi Yehuda, hi, Hamer Yamer Mayav. What does he do with the double lashon of Hamer Yamer, which the other Shita used to include Yoresh? He excludes Yoresh. So what does he use that pasuk for? Mibay Leila Rabos Es HaIsha. He used that to include a woman in the parsha of Temura. D'tan Yelafisha Kalo Inyan Kulo Inam Adabra Elab Lashon Zachar, because all the psukim by Temura talk in Lashon Zachar. Right, the pasuk says Lo Yachlifenu Lo Yamir. It's all male. Maso Feinu L'Rabo Says Aisha. So how do we include a woman? Tamalomar Hamer Yamir. That's why you include it from the double lashon. V'Rabbanan Darshi Me V'im. Right, V'im includes the woman. V'Rabbi Yehuda V'im Lo Darish. He includes V'im, period. So that is the sugyas of Temura. Related to Temura is an important ha'ara based on the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Temura. The Rambam says, do you get malchus for Temura? Do you get malchus if somebody is maimer and makes the animals? Halacha is yes. The Rambam says the beginning of Hilchas Temura. Kol ha-meimir loke al kol behema u-behema, she-yamir. Each and every animal that I'm meimir, I get malchus. She-namar lo yachlifen of lo yamir oso. V'yaf al pishol o-asa-maisa. Even though I didn't do an action, I just said this animal should be kadosh. Mi-pi-ha-shmu-alam-du, she-kol, because the rule is, she-kol mitzas lo-sa-say she-ein ba-maisa, ein lo-kan-alav. Usually, if there's ein ba-maisa, there's no malchus. Chutz mi-nishba u-meimir u-makal as-chaveru b'shem. Except for swearing, meimir, and cursing my friend with God's name. V'lama shlosh alavim elu, e'efshar sh'yebed maisa klav alokin alayim. Exceptions to the rule. Why? V'lama alokin ala tmura. That's what Rav talks about here. First halacha in tmura. Why do you get malchus at tmura if it's forget lav shem o maisa? V'hari lav sheba nitak lase. So it's what nitak lase. Right? You do the aveira, but the animal becomes kadosh. Why should you get malchus for tmura? It's a lava nita glase. Answers the Rambam. Number one, mebnei sheish ba asei v'shnei lavin. First answer, there's two averis. There's two lashonos. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. It's a double lashon of averis. So two averis beat out a regular asei. Or va'od she'ein lav sheba sheva la asei. The lav is more inclusive than the asei. You do not say the rule of lav anita glase ein lokan alav when the lav is more inclusive. How is the lav more inclusive? Shahat tzibur v'hashutfin ein osin tmura. Tzibur and shutfin are not in the mitzvah zasei of tmura. V'im heimiru, that doesn't become kaholi. V'af alpi shehein muzharin shalo yamiru. Shutfin and tzibur are in the lo zasei of not being meimir, but if they try to be meimir, it doesn't become holy. So you see, the los asay is more inclusive than the asay, and if you have that, so then you would get malchus. That's the Rambam. Ask the Minchas Chinuch. So why do we say that there's no malchus by nosar? Why? By nosar, there's an asay and a los asay. So we usually say that is the example given in the Gemara of Alav Nitak Lasay. But what minute says the Rambam? What says the Minchas Chinuch? What about women? The mitzvah of burning nosar is only by yom. It's a zman grama. If it's a zman grama, so we should say the women are included in the los asay and not in the asay. So we should say it's a more inclusive lav, and you should get malchus. That's the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. You should get malchus because it is a lav that's more inclusive, just like tmura. So, Minchas Chinuch gives one answer, but one could be mechalek and say the question doesn't get off the ground because you cannot compare tzibur and shutfin versus a woman in a zman grama. Tzibur and shutfin might be mufka from this asay, totally. It doesn't matter how hard they try. They can't do it. Masha Enkein, a woman in Zman Grama, she's allowed to do it. She's allowed to do it, and according to Ashkenazic custom, according to Bali Tosfos, she'd even make a brach on that. So it could be that's not called mufka from the Mitzvah Zaseh. She might be putter from it, but she can still do it, and therefore, you might not be able to compare the two. Okay, that's a suggestion. Says the Mishnah now. Hakol Sobchin. Anybody and everybody can do smicha. Chutz bichares shota v'katan, except for a cheresh shota v'katan v'suma, and somebody who's blind, v'ovid kochavim, or a guy, v'ha eved, v'ha shliach, v'ha isha, or an isha, does not have a chiyev, right? The previous, what do you mean, what did we just include in the, right before the Mishnah? That was tamura, that wasn't smicha. Right, so an isha does not do smicha. That's the first half, all the people who are excluded. The big shiloh that the achronim ask is, how does a katan get a carbon? Unless by the others, you could say cherishota that they were fine and then they became. But what about a katan? How does a katan get a karban? So I heard him say, it means he yarshadit. Maybe he was a muflas samach laish. He was 12 years old, which can be makdash an animal. So that's a question exactly how they had it. V'smicha shiari mitzvah. The Mishnah says smicha is a shiari mitzvah. Literally, it's the leftovers of a mitzvah. What does that mean? It means that you're supposed to do it, but if you don't do it, it's not ma'akev the kapara. It's not the main course. It's shiari mitzvah. Where do you do smicha? Al harosh bebeis yadayim, on the head with two hands. Ube makrib shesoch somchin shochtin, and in the place where you do smicha, that's where you shecht. Same place. So by Katshe Katshe, you do it in the north. By Katshe Kalam, you do it somewhere in the Azara. V'tekev l'smicha shchita. And right after smicha, you try to do shchita. Right? That's one of the Gemara Brachas. The Shalosh Tchifos Hein. Tekev l'smicha shchita, you try to do it right away. And that's what we spoke about yesterday, 2 days ago. I think it was yesterday. How do you do when you do smicha on the Sir Lazazel that doesn't have a shchita? So either this rule doesn't apply, or the Tchiyasa Latzuk is considered its shchita, so do this smicha right before that. Okay. Bishlama Chereshot of a Kata, Delabene Deyaninu. Fine, Chereshot of a Kata, they're excluded because they don't have das to do smicha. Oveko Chavim, which shows that smicha isn't just a physical act of putting your hands on the animal. You need das. You need das. You need to think about the vidui, as we said. Also, a guy is excluded. El asuma my time alone. Why is the suba excluded? So, two different suggestions. Rav Chizda, Rav Yitzchak, Barav Dimi. Chad Amar, Asya Smicha, Smicha mi Ziknei Eda. One says you learn it out from the Ziknei Eda. Ziknei Eda cannot be blind, the Sanhedrin. The Chad Amar, Asya Smicha, Smicha be Olas Re'ia. From the Olas Re'ia in terms of the carbon that's brought on Yantif. What's wrong with the limit of Zikna Eda from the Sanhedrin? Done in Yachid mi Yachid, vein done in Yachid mi Zibur. So you learn two things from a Yachid. You learn Smicha from Olas Re'ia, which are both Yachid halachas, and not from the Sanhedrin. According to the other opinion, why doesn't he learn it from Olas Re'ia? Done in Midi, Dechsiv Be'Smicha, Begufei, Midi, Dechsiv Be'Smicha, Begufei, La'afuke Olas Re'ia. Right, the first, by Ziknei Aida, and by Smicha, it says it Beferish, excluding Olas Re'ia, Dehi Gufa Me'Olas Adava Gamra. In itself, you learn it from somewhere else. The Tani Tanakame Drev Yitzchak Bar Abba, Vayakreves Ha'Ola, Vayaaseha Kamishpat, Kemishpat Olas Nedava, So Olas Re'ia is itself learned out from Olas Tadava, so therefore I'd rather not have to use a piggyback limud. Okay, those are the two sources related to Suma. Next, V'ha Eved V'ashliach V'isha, the next three exclusions of the Mishnah, Tana Rabbanan, Yado V'lo Yad Avdo, his hand and not his Eved's hand, Yado V'lo Yad Shlucho, his hands and not Shliach's hands, as we discussed already on Amon Aleph, that the difference between Shliach and Chavero, one might be a din in the person, and one might be a din in the animal, the Chakira that the Achronim say about Tzvicha. Yado v'lo yad ishto, his hand and not his wife's hand. Kol hadi lamali, what do you need all of these for? So Tzvicha, you need all of these. Why? A couple of Shas topics coming up. Ikas of Rachlada Chad, if I would have only had one of them, Yado, hava mina lamute eved de la bar mitzvahs, I would have excluded an eved who's not chayiv in all mitzvos. It's chayiv in a lot of mitzvahs, but not in all mitzvahs. Never kenani. Avol shliach the bar mitzvah, v'shlucho shal adam kemoso, eimo lismoch. But by a shliach, I would have said, come on, a shliach is like the person himself. Kamash malan, it's not good enough. So whatever, you have a few times that a shliach is excluded. So that's a chiddush in shlichus and a chiddush in the context of smicha. Because we know, shlichus, there's different approaches to shlichus. But even the stronger approaches to shlichus of you're really a stand-in for the mishaleach, even that doesn't work by smicha. So that's a big chiddush. a smicha really requires the person himself, mamish. So that is Shlomo Kamoso. So you might have thought you could do smicha, a melismach, so we'll get back to that if we have time. V'yeshminani tartit, if you only had those two, delav kagufe dami. Fine, still, that's a regular shliach. Aval ishto de kagufe dami, a matismach. But ishto is kagufo, right? So they're really one unit, halachically, also, not just hashkafically. So you might say, Ema tismach, she should do smicha, sricha. That's why you need the extra pasuk to teach me that a woman, the wife, does not do smicha either. Ishto kagufa. There is an important ha'ara of the Ola Shlomo. The Ola Shlomo says, what's the havamina to say that somebody else could do smicha? Isn't smicha a mitzvah? Smicha is a mitzvah. Smicha is a mitzvah. Mitzvahs are in nitan l'shlichus. And he quotes the, probably, top three in famous Tosfos Rids. Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin. The second parak, where the Tosfos Rid says, what if you believe in a concept of shlichus? So why can't, if I'm tired, ask somebody to put tefillin on for me today? Why can't I ask somebody to shake a luba for me today? Right? Shlichus! Shlichus shalom kaboso! Says the Tosfos Rid, come on! It's impossible! But he's the one that formulates it. The Ksos makes a big deal about the Tosfos Rid. The Ksos in the Ola Shlomo, it says Shin Pei Beis, but it's really Kuf Pei Beis. It's the first Ksos in Hilchos Shlichus. Says the Ksos, but he quotes the Tosfos Rid. It's the Tosfos Rid. So it says, Shlichus does not apply to Mitzvah Shebagufa. Mitzvah Shebagufa, of course you can't do that. Shlichus is only something that can be transferred. A mitzvah is not transferable. Right, tefillin, lula, mitzvah shebagufa is not transferable. So says the Ola Shlomo, maybe it's the same thing here. Maybe smicha is a mitzvah shebagufa. Maybe that's how we're supposed to look at it. It doesn't seem like it. Doesn't seem like, you know, yeah, lulav and shofar. A shofar is not a gufa. You have to, yeah, your ears have to hear it.
Giving a get.
What? Giving a get. So giving a get is not a mitzvah shebagufa. Right? You don't have to give it. A shliach can give it. We have special, that's the source for shlichus. Vishilcha. First daf in the second parak in Kedushin. Vishalach vishilcha. That's the source for giving a get Kedushin. So Kedushin is also a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah shebagufa. It's not a mitzvah that you physically have to do. So the Ola Shlomo says, maybe you have to say something like that. Or he says, maybe the Havamina is, because what we just said in the mitzvah, in the Mishnah, take of l'smicha shchita, there's a connection to shchita, and we know shchita can be done with the shliach, so maybe that's the Havamina that you would have flit smicha to. Because of its connection to shchita, kabash balad. The Havamina, the smicha nami, mahani shlichus, the smicha iskish l'shchita, that's what you'd have thought. And then he quotes, exactly like the Tosfos Rid, he says, that this is his take. But it's not basically what the Tosfos Rid says. Delo mikri mitzvah shebagufo, ela hecha da mitzvah, eino ela bagufo levad. Oh, I'm sorry. He says, we just said that maybe it's how you look at smicha. He does not like to say that. He does not want to say that smicha is a mitzvah shebagufo. Because there's an animal involved. And whenever there's an animal involved, or another item involved, he does not think you could call that mitzvah shebagufo. He says, Delo mikri mitzvah shebagufo, ela hecha da mitzvah, eino ela bagufo levad. There's no like chalos in the chefsa. You take an item and you use it for yourself, like tefillin and lulav. There's no mitzvah to sit in this sukkah, to wear this tefillin. It's any sukkah, which means it's about me. It's not about that. When it comes to smicha, I have to smicha to this animal. It's a carbon. I have to smicha to this animal. That shows there's something about this animal. That's not called a mitzvah shebagufa. And that's why I have to come up with other answers, says the Ola Shlomo, to answer this question. So that is the Olas Shlomo. Okay. Says the Gemara continuing. Let's just point out Tosfos, and hopefully we'll have a shir on this. We'll have a shir on this. This will be next week's Tuesday night shir, whatever night we figure out next week. And that is Tosfos Kasha here. Tosfos asks, what do you need? A pasuk to exclude ishto, yad ishto, smicha is only by yom, so it's a zman grama. So what do you need? A pasuk to exclude smicha. That is Tosfos Kasha in Dibra Maschol Yado. So just to relate to the smicha part of it, and then we'll get to, next week we'll talk about the general definition of zman grama. That's hopefully what will be next week's shir. But the Emek Bracha says, quoting Tosfos, maybe relates to the Chakir of Smicha that we mentioned. And that is, even if you want to say that a woman is Ptura, Zman Grama, maybe that is exempts her Chov as Gavra. But maybe her, if she brings a Karban, it would still require Smicha Mitzad the Karban. Kamash Malan, that is why you need the extra Pasuk. That's how the Emek Bracha answers. Tosfos does not answer the question here. Tosfos Kiddushin answers the question, but Tosfos here just asks the Kasha without giving an answer. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Yishtar Kagufa we could talk about, Shlichus we could talk about, Zman Grama, this is a chock full Amud. Tana Rabbanan continuing, V'samach V'nirtza, you do smicha and then V'nirtza and then kapara is achieved. V'chi smicha mechaperes, following kapara elabadam. What do you mean? Smicha is not needed for kapara? It's only the zrika. Shenemar ki adamu benefesh yichaper. El alom alacha, shim asa l'smicha shiyari mitzvah. No, it teaches me that if you made smicha into leftovers, literally, you didn't take it seriously, and you did not do smicha, ma'ale alav akasav ki'ilu lo kiper v'kiper. It's as if you didn't get kapara, even though you really did get kapara. It just means you're missing a crucial element, but not a defining element. You're missing an important point if you didn't do smicha, but you still get the kapara anyway at the end of the day. V'tani, gabi tenufa ki agavna. We have the same shakla v'tari, the same idea by tenufa, by the waving. L'snufa l'chaper. The pasuk says l'snufa l'chaper. Why does the Torah say that? V'chi tenufa l'chaperes, follow en kapara l'abadam. Shenemar ki adam hu benefesh l'chaper. Right, it's the dam. So what is tenufa? Ella lo malacha shim asa'a l'snufa shiari mitzvah ma'ale ala v'kazav kilo kiper v'kiper. Same idea. Tenufa and smicha are both avodos that are l'chadchila and they're very important, and the Torah even goes out of its way to allude to the fact that they might be mechaper, they might be needed for kapara, even though we know that's not really true. Period. Okay, so how is smicha done? So ala rosh is done on the head. Tana Rabbanan, yado ala rosh v'lo yado ala tzavar. It's got to be on the head and not on the neck. Yado ala rosh v'lo yado al gabayim. It can't be on the back. Yado ala rosh v'lo yado ala chazer. It can't be on the chest of the animal. Kol hani lamali. What do you need these three to teach me this? Tzrichi dikaz rechbar achad. If I would have only had one exclusion, l'meute tzavar, I would have excluded the neck. To lo koi b'hadi rosho, because the neck is under the head. So that's excluded. Avogabo to koila hadirosho emalo, but the back is on the same horizontal level as the head. You get the head, and then you go horizontally. So you hit the back before you hit the neck, which is underneath. So maybe I would have thought that's okay. Emalo sricha. That's what you need to exclude the back also. And if you'd have this, mishum delos rabbi l'tufa, I would have said, okay, you can't do other parts of the animal because they're not chashiv enough to be waved. Aval chazeh de israbi l'snufa emalo. But by the chazeh, which is waved by a carbon shlamim, so maybe that is significant enough of a part of an animal. Tzricha, that's why you need the other pasig of yado to exclude this also. It's got to be the head. Ibai lehu yado alat studin ma'ahu. What about the side of the head? Does it have to be the top of the head? Right, it makes a big afkamina for what we said before. The Rambam Shita, that if you have five owners, they have to do it one after another. But if you have three owners, one on top and two on the sides. So maybe you could fit it if you could use the sides. So Tashma, Titania, Abba Beira, Brebelazar, Ben Yaakov Omer, Yadol Roshov, Lo Yadol Astadin. No, not on the sides. It's got to be on the top of the head. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, Matlas Bausha Tachutz. What if somebody doesn't really want to touch the animal, and he puts a little shmata, a little handkerchief in between. Is that a problem? Yes. Tashma ubelvat shalotei davar chotez beirolaveda bezevach. There can't be a chatzitza, there can't be a smicha, both by smicha or by tznufa, as we said. That's a discussion we had earlier in this pesachta. Tosfos, if you remember, discussed by the sota karban, where it says that the kohen and the isha does the tznufa. So Tosfos asked two kashas. First of all, how do you do that? Isn't somebody's hands a chatzisa to the other one? And number two, what about the Isser of Negiyah? Those are the two questions that Tosfos asked by the Karbet Shel Soda. Do you use an old kohen? Do you put a handkerchief in between? Tosfos says you just put their hands next to each other, not on top of each other. That's a sugya that we discussed earlier. Okay, that was on Daf Samach Aleph. I don't remember. Samach Aleph on base, yeah. Vayter. Says the Gemara, Ubishtei Yadayim, you got to use two hands. Mino ani mili, Amar Ish Lagash to Amar Kravas Alach Arona, Shtei Yado, you read it Yadov, but I read it as Yado, because that's the Ksiv. Ksiv Yado, the Ksiv, Shtei. So Zebanav, so why does it say Yado if we read it Yadov? Right, why does it leave out that Yud? So Zeh, it says Shtei though, Zeh Banav, Komakom Shenemar Yado, Harekan Shtayim, Ashifari Lacha Kasav Achas. So it's to teach me that whatever it says Yado, it means two, until, that's what he says here, Shtei, unless the Torah tells us one. Azar Rabbazar Amar Lash Ma'isa Be'Medrash. Rabbazar repeated this in the base Medrash. V'lo Amar Mishay the Reish Lakish. He did not quote it by name. He did not quote Reish Lakish by name. He did not bring the Geula. Shama Reish Lakish Ve'Ikpid. Reish Lakish heard this shir. He knew the Talmud heard it from him. He's like, why isn't he quoting me? Amar Lay Isaka Daita Kol Hecha Dechsev Yado. So he says, okay, I'm going to ask him a kasha. What, every time it says the word Yadav, it means two? Lama l'michtav, Yadav, Yadav. Why does it say so many Yadavs in the Torah then? If it means if Yadav automatically means two, it doesn't have to say Yadav plural. Akshilei Esther Medalad Yadav. He asked him 24 times in the Torah when it says Yadav. The Mefarshim say it doesn't really say 24 times, but he asked him a lot of times. Yadav to Vienna, Yadav Ravlo, Sikel is Yadav. Right, all the times, both in Halacha and Agada. Right, going back to switching of the hands by Yaakov. So Ishtik, the Talmud, didn't say, didn't have an answer. Lebasar, Denagdai, after Reish Lakish calmed down. Amale, my time alotemali, Yadav desmicha ka'amri. Why didn't you tell me that I'm not talking about in general? I'm talking about whatever it says Yadav in the context of smicha. So the Gemara says, what's up? Smicha namiksi, vayisbochas Yadav alav, vayitzaveyu. It says, vayisbochas Yadav alav, right? By smicha of people, as we discussed last night of the Parsha Shir. So he answers, no, Reish Lakish says, speak of the Beba Kamri. I'm talking about speak of my animals. Speak of my animals, that's when this rule applies. Why don't you say that? Because that's really what I meant. So Reish Lakish clarified it for him, and I guess from then on, he was careful to always quote Reish Lakish by name. Sfasemes asks, what if a person only has one hand? Can he do smicha? That's his suffix. Let's just finish for a second. Take up smicha shchita. My kamar. What do you need both of those statements for? Hachi kamar. Bimakom shesomchin shochtin. Take up smicha shchita. I should do smicha in the same place as shchita because it is done one right after another. There is a discussion. What does this have to do with lamaisa? This whole last couple of lines. There is a machlokes achronim about birchas habanim when somebody gives a bracha to their children to use one or two hands. When we talk about smicha, major, and each shita is very charif. Right? Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, you gotta use two hands. Gotta use two hands. You're sitting in a sitter. Gotta use two hands. Another achronim say, no, what are you talking about? You never use two hands. Only kohanim, when they give a bracha, have both hands involved. If you wanna look at all the sources, the Piskei Tshuvos, they just redid the Piskei Tshuvos on Chelek Gimel. That was the first one that came out 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago. So whenever you come up with a sefer, okay, you come out, and whenever you keep coming out with more volumes, they're always more and more comprehensive. So now that all the other volumes have come out, so now he's going back to Chelek Gimel, so he came out with Hilchos Shabbos, but it's double the size. So only the first half of Hilchos Shabbos came out with a double fat volume anyway. So he says there, in Reish Ayin Aleph, he quotes, Uminag kadmonim rishonim kemalachim levarech ha'abes se'etzaav agdolim aktanim v'arabes talmidav. Lele Shabbosos, Acharat Fila, Obeknisa Labayas, Sha'oz Chal Hashefa, Vitsinoros Habrachos Psuchim, Bo'esahi. Vitsinoros Habrachos are Pasuach as you come up from Shul. Ve'ein Hasatan, Ve'ein Pega Rashi, Yekatrig Alabracha. Ve'izahel Lavarech Ulahodos Lakadish Barachu, Kodem Shemavarech Litzetzov. Before you give brachas to the children, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for the children. That's the chidah. V'nechel gramasoros imaladiach shtei yadayim al rosh habizbarech o yad yamin levad. That is a machlokas. He quotes who says to two hands or one hand. So he quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Emden bechu yosei becharifus, right? That do one hand a pi kabbalah to use one hand. Even he quotes an iter yad, a lefty should use the right hand. Api Kabbalah. Either way, that's the that relates to the two hand, one hand. Just like smicha, there has to be with the animal. It's got to be with two hands. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, the Parsha Shir is not up yet. Maybe not, but hopefully it will be up ASAP as our friends at the OU get it up. Okay, you can still also at the beginning of next week. You're allowed to listen to Baal Oscha after Baal Oscha also, or for next year. You don't have to wait so long. But some beautiful thoughts last night. Enjoy it. And, Be'er Hashem, we will continue.